TBF Mobile.
TFW, good evening.
Hello, how you doing, Ken?
About a mile and a half out. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Hey, we're on our way down to Columbia now.
That'll give you, maybe you'll get there before the sun gets down, you can set up your tent.
We scout out, and if you didn't set up your tent in the dark and raining.
Run up some rain for you.
Went off till Thursday, I'll be okay with that.
Get there, work on that fire.
How many days off you got, just a weekend?
Yeah, just a weekend, then I go in for four.
And yeah, I go back Tuesday, so I'll be back on the radio Tuesday morning.
And then?
Today?
They poured that cement this morning, and then they started digging up some more, so all the trucks that came in had to go back out the same way, so you had to, you know, use radio communications with the guards and that, make sure there wasn't nothing coming when you sent your guy out, and it was all day radio communication.
In practice today?
That one.
Playing this weekend.
Dog to the sitters tonight, and then tomorrow we're going to go out of town and come back on Sunday.
That's Kentucky, right? Is that it?
Yep, roger that.
That's a long trip, but then whenever you're like, it's only, you know, so many hours or 200-something miles, that's no more than the beach, and I always think about that.
130 miles to her house, and that is what, just before you get to Knoxville, you go over to Holston River, and that's like halfway.
Out of Knoxville, I know it's a lot flatter out that way, right?
Into the mountains, Knoxville is, and I take the bypass, and then you sure enough get into the mountains then.
See, all I ever think about is the mountains, not the flat parts is over on the other side of it.
Well, when you go to Gatlinburg and that, you're almost there.
Yeah, which I'm thinking, what is it, Nashville is way out on the western part of the state?
Yeah, you're thinking of Nashville. I'm in Knoxville, which just ain't very far.
Have it all then.
Again, so it shouldn't be any, you know, morning traffic.
Have it all then.
Subdivision now, so I'll say 7-3, and you can enjoy the weekend with the Boy Scouts and be safe, and I'll catch you again on, I guess, Tuesday morning, KN4 TFW.
7-3-2, you and the wife have a safe trip, and we will definitely talk to you Monday morning. KO4 CEF, and I will be clear.
KO4 PXB Mobile.
KO4 CEF.
I'm doing good. My vacation started today till after the first of the year, so it's definitely doing good. Except I really haven't hit major traffic on 85, and hopefully I don't. So it's good, definitely going good.
Good, definitely that. I got to go in for a few days next week, but at least we won't be running. It'll just be hurting cats for a little bit. But it's always a good thing we enjoy some time out of work.
That is definitely true, and the way it worked out, I only have to take 7 days, and there are a few days next week and then a few days the week after, but the way the county holidays fall, it lets me off, be off till the third day of January.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, definitely not, due to the fact that I had to take the 7 days of vacation or lose them, and I'd rather definitely not lose money.
Much for losing vacation days. I'd rather use them on my time.
Yeah, because with the county, we can only carry over 225 hours, and anything above that, you lose.
You'd be able to carry over 40 hours at work, and now they're going to change it where I guess it's technically unlimited. You don't have a balance anymore, but you don't carry any over. But obviously they're going to be keeping a track on how much you actually use. But it shouldn't really be more than 4 weeks.
That's what I was fixing to ask you a question, because they would definitely monitor how many times people take a vacation day when they make it unlimited like that.
The hope is, you know, most salaried people should know better, but there's always these people that will take advantage of the system, even if they're salaried.
Yep, and that ruins it for everybody.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, definitely one thing I don't understand with my employer, you can only donate vacation time. You can't donate sick time to other people. That most people have more sick time that works the same as vacation time, but you can't donate vacation. You can't donate sick time to somebody.
Yeah, we don't really have sick days. We have, I guess they call them contingency vacation days, where, you know, an employee can call in and kind of pull 10 hours from their vacation balance for whatever reason, you know, up to the 10 hours, but they only get that 3 times a year. And if they don't use them, they lose them, and they also, they kind of frown on them actually using them, though.
Yeah, we have one float holiday that the county has, and then it depends on what the sickness is. If you're out more than 3 days, then you have to have a doctor's note to why you're out, and then if you're going to be out more than those 3 days, they want you to go ahead and do the paperwork for the FMLA to protect your job if you're out more than 3 days.
That's interesting, the different types of attendance policies different places have and government entities.
They mentioned it was all part of the guidelines to protect your job if you're out more than those 3 days with sick time, so that way if you're covered on the FMLA.
You have something similar. Of course, obviously they have FMLA, but you know, you got to contact a certain company and then they initiate the paperwork and then your doctor, and it's usually a pain in the butt, though. That's the downside.
Well, at least it's not my only business. The only business that I've heard of now that, you know, going out on medical and having issues is a pain in the butt to get the process going.
Oh, any of my employees that end up taking FMLA or applying for it, or even short-term disability, is, you know, you have to stay on. The burden is almost on them to make sure their doctor's faxing everything over to the FMLA company, and you know, you got to make sure they're talking. Hurt if it's not done right is the associate that's trying to apply for it.
Yeah, because you definitely can't assume somebody else is doing it, because you're the only one that's going to be hurt in the long run.
Absolutely, and that's usually what I tell them. So most of the time, it's a pain, but it works out in the end. But it can be very painful for a lot of people.
Yeah, insurance policies and guidelines for what the male can take maternity leave for the birth of his children. It's like up to 4 months. I'm going, that's just beyond interesting on that one.
Interesting. I dealt that with both of mine. The downside is you know, once I went back to work, that first day back, you can't take any more time off, so your FMLA ended immediately as soon as you went back to work, and if you needed to be out again, you have to reapply for everything. That was the one downside to it. I think with both of my kids, I ended up staying out three to five days total, and then once I went back, that was it. Even if my wife was dealing with something, I had to kind of stay at work.
Another thing that was mentioned with the guidelines of the FMLA, it protects you to have an eight job with the county, but that way when you come back, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the same job or position that you were at when you left.
Sounds about right. Ours is probably right there the same, although I'll be honest, I hadn't seen too many people in my area of work that have been reassigned. Most of them come right back to where they were, unless they've been out a really, really long time, up to the year and a half max for the FMLA, but those are usually the ones. But, you know, 3 months, 6 months, usually put you right back where you came from, which is kind of good most of the time.
Yeah, when COVID came, when the COVID was really bad, the county had pretty much just had a skeleton crew there running at the county, and everybody else was just working from home. So that's pretty much what they mentioned. That would, if somebody went out, as long as they tracked their work schedule during the day and the week, then it's just like they were actually working from in the office, but they were actually at home.
That brings a whole host of problems up.
It certainly does, due to the fact that they made it where, at one point in time, they thought they were just going to be, you know, thought it would be the solution. Well, you log into the VPN, and that was the proof that you're, you know, working. But that's not necessarily, that's definitely not true, because when you log in on the VPN, you can walk away from your computer and your connection is active. So this way, you had, you know, after they changed that, you had to do screenshots of what you were working on and had to somehow track it to where they knew you were doing something instead of just connecting to VPN connection and walking away for 8 hours.
Right back at that point. Somebody can take advantage of the system there. They'll try it. And that's the bad part. Well, Lloyd, I'm starting to lose the repeater a little bit as I head further and further down I-26. I hit these valleys and start to drop. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again on the radio. So you have a good one and be safe out there, and we'll talk at you again. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
All right, sir. Please have a safe trip, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.
KN4TFW. Lloyd on Macon General.
All right, now, sir, I appreciate it. It was definitely something I'd studied for and wanted to do, and now I'm doing the YouTube stuff online to work on my extra, but definitely well before that, I'm going to make use and practice of the general to build my own stuff and go from there, and instead of just having the license on paper.
As soon as I got mine, I went and got me a radio for my Elmer and that, and got it set up and started making contacts. I can't hardly do study for the extra online. I really need to be there where I can ask questions.
I will send you the information because Gary, I don't remember his call sign, but they're supposed to be starting a Zoom class for the extra sometime in January.
Interested in my information on QRZ is correct. Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely make mention of it more because it was just mentioned that in January they're, you know, they were going to try to do an extra class. So when I get confirmation that they're going to do that, then I'll definitely let you know and we'll definitely talk about it, you know, again, prior, you know, after the year and when I hear about it.
Person general class that we were started, I think we were a couple of chapters into extra when COVID hit, and that pretty much ended it.
Yeah, it is definitely funny how that tends to happen.
I'm 10 meters this past weekend with my grandson. He was turning a dial, picked up a station off the... I guess it would be the east coast of Africa. And I tried to get back. There was just too many people calling him.
Yeah, I truly know he enjoyed that.
No stick and 100 watts, but you could hear him good as you and I talking right here.
Yeah. Hopefully, the younger people will start getting back into ham radio, because that way it is definitely, I've enjoyed it in my, you know, the time frame that I've done it. So I'm definitely truly met a lot of people. And hopefully I'll be able to attend some ham fests to also meet these people in person.
I haven't made it to any ham fest yet, but yeah, I sit there at the radio and I'll practice, you know, trying to tune in a station, see if you could get a station where there's, you know, two stations side by side and make contact with both of them. So if it ever did hit the fan, you know, I could say I'd done it before.
Yep. Definitely the biggest thing that the instructor told us, when you get your general license and you get your radio, definitely put them on the dual VFO and or the split channel, and be sure that to know the one you're talking on instead of talking on the receive frequency instead of the transmit, because you'll get fussed at pretty quick.
I worked a couple of splits, and that, fortunately I got it right. But, you know, the big thing is to listen to the operator and see how he's doing. Because some of them, if you don't, you know, call when he asks for you to call, and you call before somebody's ended, I mean, he'll never call on you.
Yeah, my game, get the idea of how it actually works, and then definitely go from there. And it might be possible, but I don't understand why you can't lock out one of these splits. One you're listening on compared to the one you're talking on, lock out the original station, and then one that you can actually transmit on.
A lot. I mean, when the operator says he's working split, and it's mostly over to a European station where our frequencies don't overlap. You know, he's listening on our frequency and transmitting on his, and we listen on his and transmit on ours.
Yeah, that definitely sounds interesting in how the coordinator behind the scenes of how that works.
Good practice. Do some of the parks on the air and try to get a hold of the, you know, the operator at the park, and that they're really good, and they work the pile up very well, and they're good about calling on weaker stations, and that, and it's really a lot of fun.
Are those frequencies HF or are they the other?
Y'all in HF. I haven't never seen one that was working split unless it was in a different country.
Okay, because the Richard that lives in the Simpsonville area, he actually programmed a little Anytone radio that's 2 meter and 440, and it has the parks on the air configuration in it, but I've left it on there all day long and out and about, but I never heard anything on it the whole time.
Parks on the air on 2 meters or anything. It's always been on a HF, usually on a 40 or 20.
It's KO4PXB for ID, and definitely the next thing that I got to be able to have an HF radio and be able to hide my antenna in my HOA. But like Steve that lives in Inman, he's, you know, going to let me come by and look at a rig and go from there. But definitely the biggest thing is got to be able to hide it, and also where my wife's not upset about it by the way it looks, because I don't have the means of putting up a ham shack.
Antenna was just a wire antenna called the mystery antenna. It did 6 meters through 8 meters, but I had some trees in the backyard, and I ran a cord from the top of the house to the, as high as I could get it in the tree, and then I would just lower it down and put the antenna on it and pull it up. But the total wire length was like 126 feet.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm gonna be doing during my, probably over the weekend, due to the fact that I'm off, and I'm going to measure the distance of what I have, because I got a whole big tree line beside me, and that way I can see how long that is, because he had an inverted V and a radio that, you know, that he would let me purchase. So I just got to find out what distance that I have to be able to put that up.
The inverted V, I had it about 33 feet to the top, and then I just, the insulators on the end, I just tied them with cords to my chain link fence, and it worked good. Now I've cut down my trees, so I just have a, it's called an MFJ 2104, I believe. It looks kind of looks like a umbrella skeleton, but it's more straighter than an umbrella.
That's cool, and I just definitely have to do this in stealth mode because the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, and so if she sees me doing anything like that, she's going to be a little nosy busybody and, you know, ask what I'm doing or walk over or I guess get her binoculars out.
A wire up from the front of the house. You couldn't see it, and I knew where it was, and I still couldn't see it. So, I mean, it worked out really good. The only people that could see it was the neighbors, you know, on each side, and they thought it was a dog run.
When putting up these antennas, did you ever have any issue with it interfering with your neighbor's television or their phone?
Any issues at all?
Definitely good, because that's one thing I don't want it interfering with mine nor my neighbor's information. Like I said, definitely going back to the HOA, yeah, obviously the one he was talking about is definitely well hidden, but the issue is if she even sees me putting it up, then she's going to say, you know, then she'll probably say something of violation of the HOAs by having an antenna, even though it's not truly a vertical or a high antenna. If it's hidden, me personally, I wouldn't say anything about it either.
100 watts, I haven't found a need to run over that, and I think as long as you stay there and you got everything tuned up right, I don't think you'll ever have a problem with, you know, interfering with anything. And like I said, mine, it was black wire, and you against the trees, you couldn't see it at all.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Like I said, I'll definitely get some figured out when, after looking at the Steve's and Inman, and then we'll go that route and then figure out something. As it's been said many times over on this, except this is not a cheap hobby.
True. I mean, I could use the rotor for mine, but I just come out and manually turn it when I need to turn it, and that. But you know, for the most part, it works pretty good. Mostly mine just looks like a TV antenna.
What you should do is just send the children out there to turn it when you want it turned.
That there's nobody here. Everybody's grown and off on their own, so it's just me and Mama.
Yeah, it was no doing of our own, but me and my wife started over raising a 3-year-old when the baby was 8 weeks old. The foster girl that was there with us, that had been with us before, she up and left the baby when she was 8 weeks old, and now she's 3. So in my middle 50s, I'm raising a 3-year-old again.
Well, that when she gets older, that's for sure. But we have made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3, and hope you have an awesome weekend, and I believe you said you were off for the holiday, so enjoy that long holiday, and Merry Christmas. KN4 TFW.
All right, sir, you do the same thing, and yes, I am definitely off to the 3rd of next year.